Masechtas Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah discusses reattaching a door that has hinges. The hinges in the Gemara's time were made with a peg sticking out of the bottom of the door and a peg out of the top of the door. These pegs ran from the door into the threshold on the bottom of the door and the door post on top. So the Mishnah says, Machzirin Tzira Tachton B'Mikdash Avaloi B'Medina. The bottom, the tzira tachton, the bottom peg that came out, that could be put back in on Shabbos, but mikdash, in the base of mikdash, where we permit certain things that are asamad rabbanan, that are only rabbinically forbidden, so here, this is only rabbinically forbidden, when the bottom one comes out, because it's easy to reattach, avalei b'medina, but even this can't be done throughout the rest of the country, because it's asamad rabbanan, ve'elyan, but if the top peg comes out, so then the door is completely removed and it's considered boina mideraisa to put it back in. Then kan v'kan aser, both in the base of Mikdash and elsewhere throughout the country, everywhere else, it's forbidden to put it back on Shabbos because of the malacha of boina. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda comes and he gives a more lenient opinion. According to Rabbi Yehuda, over here we're talking about the doors of kalim, of utensils. It's a cabinet, a closet that's movable. It's not considered building into the house in a permanent structure. It's a kalim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, building on kalim is only asa midrabanan. So Rabbi Yehuda says, ha'elyin, even the upper peg, but mikdash, it could be put back in the base of mikdash, but not elsewhere. That would be asa midrabanan elsewhere. V'atatan, and the bottom peg can be put back, by medina, even throughout the country, that there's no issue, not even midrabanan, because it's kalim that we're talking about, putting on the door to kalim. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Other leniencies that we have in the base of Mikdash, Machzirin Ritiyah B'Mikdash. You can put back a bandage that has some ointments smeared on this bandage that are being put on the wound, and this is generally Asur Midrabanan to put back on, but in the base of Mikdash, they permitted this because of the fact that when the Kehanim would do the Avodah, when they do the service in the Beis HaMikdash, there could be nothing in their hands that would be a barrier between their hands and the things that they were holding for the service in the Beis HaMikdash. That would be a chatzitza, a barrier that would invalidate their Avodah. So it was necessary for them to take a bandage off. There was concern that if they needed this bandage, they would not want to take it off, and they may do the Avodah with the bandage on, and therefore they were permitted to remove, they are permitted to put on a bandage with ointment in order that they shouldn't be a concern that they may want to leave it on during the Avodah, so they should take it off and they'll put a new one on afterwards. Avalei b'medina, but this is not permitted elsewhere in the country because of the concern that the malacha of mimareach, of smoothing the ointment out, may be done when applying such a bandage. In batzchila, and if he's putting on a bandage for the first time, kan v'kan aser, this is forbidden everywhere, even in the base of Mikdash, they only permitted to reapply a bandage that he once had in order to encourage him to take it off for the Avodah. But to put on a fresh new bandage for the first time, that was not allowed. The Mishnah continues, Kesher Nima B'Mikdash. If a string needs to be tied, and this is a string from one of the musical instruments in the base of Mikdash, it can be tied on Shabbos in a temporary fashion. The Rav says only when the tear happened in the middle of the string, but not when it's close to the end, where it's attached to the musical instrument. That would be in a more permanent, lasting fashion, whereas in the middle, it would only be in a temporary fashion. And temporary ties are asur midrabanan. They are permitted in the base of Mikdash. Avalei b'medina, but not throughout the rest of the country. It was rabbinically forbidden. In batzchila, and if he's tying it up for the first time, then kamakan aser, that would be aser everywhere, even in the base of Mikdash. This should have been done before Shabbos. They can't tie the strings on the instrument for the first time. Another leniency, chaytchin yabelas b'mikdash, you can cut off a wart that's on an animal, which is a mum, it's a blemish that invalidates the carbon. They can cut it off and thereby validate this carbon on Shabbos. This can be done in the base of Mikdash, and it has to be done kalach hayad, in an unusual way. The Rav explains it had to be done by hand, not with a knife. Avalei b'medina, but this cannot be done throughout the rest of the country. It's us and it's us and because someone might come to do it with the kli, and then if he does it with the kli, it'll be us and medaraisa. Then b'kli, and if he wants to cut the word off with a kli, then kan v'kan usher to cut it with a kli, with a utensil, with a knife. That will be usher everywhere, even in the base of Mikdash, because that's a malacha deraisa, a tolda of gezes, of shearing. It's a derivative of the malacha of shearing.